music and podcasts for CGSF that they can only download with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Is Luke Smith.
And I'm Sebastian.
Hello, Sebastian. We had the third gay on the radio with us just last week.
We did. Yesterday.
Not last week.
Not your ex. The other one.
Oh, we never dated. Me and Mr. McMillan.
Oh.
Yeah, no, we never dated. I wanted to because he's beautiful. Still remains beautiful to this day.
I think he's a bear now. I think he identifies as a bear now.
Really?
Yeah. Some guys, they hit 30 and they beef out, and some of them beef out in a way that looks pretty good on them.
Yeah. No, like I said, the third gay on the radio looks fantastic, mm-hmm. and obviously I adore him. But for those who are like, what are they rambling on about?
Yes.
When we first started doing gay radio, there was a show called Three Gays on the Radio. I was one, you were two. And our friend was number three. Then our friend Heather joined.
Yes.
She's a bisexual lady. And, presented some challenges with our name, but whatever. But, yeah, we were hanging out last night. It was nice.
Yeah, and while she was on the show with us, she was actually doing her master's in psychosexual research. So she was very useful to have around.
Absolutely. I mean, always useful to have around in general. Now, somebody who is not as useful to have around, and actually just got uninvited, is a one Mr. Zachary Quinto. Are you familiar with Mr. Quinto?
He did a rendition of Spock, who's way too emotional to be a Vulcan.
Yeah, was it Leonard Nimoy?
Yeah, Leonard Nimoy was the original, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Leonard is my Spock.
Like, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
I don't want a Spock who yells, unless it is the Fompar, at which point, like, obviously he's going to be yelling. Yeah. It's mating season, but...
Exactly.
Having a little Star Trek nerd moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All the soundtrack, the Trekkies out there are like, whoa! So Zachary Quinto apparently was going to a restaurant in Toronto.
Okay.
And when he got there, the restaurant claims that, I went to, where did I go? The place with the shrimp.
Red Lobster.
That's the one.
Seriously? That was such a random guess.
Yeah, we went to the place with the shrimp, Red Lobster, recently. You know what? I can understand why they went into bankruptcy. It was not the flavor profile for me.
Yeah.
Not great. But
they had a reputation for having excellent rolls. And then I later found out that people were like, well, the rolls were disappointing. It was just they had very good garlic butter that came with the rolls.
Yeah.
But then you can make that at home.
You put garlic and butter together, it's going to be a good time. You know what I mean? Unless you're a vampire. So,
well, yeah. But, yeah.
Swings and roundabouts. Anyway, Mr. Quinto went to a restaurant where apparently they claim that they had sent Mr. Quinto several text messages being like, your table's ready, to no reply.
Mm-hmm.
When he got there, he could clearly see tables that look, you know, we've messaged other people and this is their reserve tables. He apparently made the server cry. So this Toronto restaurant has politely asked openly gay celebrity Zachary Quinto to
never come back.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Yeah. So even if you are an alpha gay at the height of your career, don't make servers cry.
Yes,
I think is the key takeaway for me there.
A lot of back when celebrity was still a major thing, because, I mean, you've probably heard all the rumors about how Hollywood is in decline and even the New York film scene is in decline. But anyway, back in, like, the 2000s, even then when you still had celebrities all over the place, they had a reputation for loving Canada because they got treated like rather like regular people, but that kind of cut both ways, that, you know, you could be sitting on the subway and Keanu Reeves would be sitting right next to you and everybody would leave him alone because he's clearly just trying to get to where he's going. But then on the other hand, if someone was being irrational, nobody would be like, yes, you are a celebrity person from this movie who I know, and therefore I'm going to let you get away with this. It was, you know, yes, ma'am, but you didn't make a reservation, and people here make reservations. I do not care that you're famous. You know, like, exactly. Canada has a very strong, excuse me, ma'am, but this is a Wendy's attitude.
Yeah. But it really can be summed up as, excuse me, ma'am, this is a Wendy's.
Yeah.
Now, there was a bit of a brouhaha.
A brouhaha?
A brouhaha. Over at somewhere where you just, you would never expect it. The Hospitals of Regina Foundation.
I mean, brouhahas happen in Regina all the time, though. So happening at the hospital wouldn't necessarily... Oh, no. Wait, the foundation, though.
The foundation.
Like the fundraising side of it.
Exactly, yeah, okay. Exactly. Let me get into it. So at the Four Seasons Ball, it was a fundraiser to raise funds for the hospitals in Regina. Now, what they had decided to do is, as part of the entertainment for this fundraiser, they booked a comedian, which is fine.
Okay.
The comedian they booked was Rob Schneider. He had previously been on Saturday Night Live. Your face just lit up. I assume you know who Rob Schneider is?
Well, Rob Schneider is also a running meme in... everything that Matt Stone and Trey Park do. So, like, Rob Schneider shows up quite a bit in South Park, but some of their side projects as well. And it's just, Rob Schneider just has this... He can be a talented comedian, but he has just... He's the comedy counterpart to Nick Cage, where somebody offers him a job, he'll take it. And so he has a long history of mediocre comedy. So he's just, Rob Schneider! And then you, like... He's a carrot! And you're like, I don't know. But yeah, no, he's got a reputation for being an oddball. And he didn't come up through the stand-up comedy scene, though. Like, he got into Saturday Night Live through sketch writing. He was a writer. He got into the writer's room and then into comedy. He wasn't really, like, normally in America, you start off in stand-up, but not everybody starts, like, Tina Fey didn't start off in stand-up. She started off in the writer's room. And she's an amazing performer, but... She's openly said, I will never end up. I don't have the talent for it. I think she tried a couple times because, you know, it's good to try things. But yeah, no, she's a writer's room comedian. I think Rob Schneider's a writer's room comedian as well. So if he gave a disappointing set, I wouldn't be shocked.
Well, it was a little bit more than a disappointing set.
Okay.
For the foundation, hospital foundation. So the Rolling Stone, for example, has been tracking the, quote, radicalization of Rob Schneider.
Okay.
Which really started in 2012 with his, and I quote, anti-vaccination statements.
Okay.
Now, do people have anti-vaccine positions? Do people in Canada have anti-vaccine positions? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Why would a hospital foundation,
yeah,
hire a comedian who is well known to be an anti-vaxxer to come and perform? Well, it surprised some people, apparently, that shortly, you know, starts off with a couple of cracks about, you know, their convicted felon would be presidential nominee, you know, things are less crazy up here in the north, you know, your common make fun of Americans, make the Canadians laugh banter. Everyone's on board with that.
Mm-hmm.
Easy pickings. And then it moves into just what's described as a monologue without a punchline about anti-vaxxing, and then it sort of moves into a misogynist tirade against trans people, to the point that people who were there, videos are yet to emerge.
Okay.
But people who were there, who spoke to CBC and other media outlets, have said that he was allegedly booed off the stage.
Oh!
And the organizers went up to him and asked him to make a shorter set, at which point he immediately just left. So, yeah, apparently he was not a great one.
There's a time and a place for racy comedy, like in the Edinburgh Comedy Festival.
Yeah, the Fringe Festival.
Well, usually what they have is they have their main comics.
Oh, the Edinburgh Comedy Festival.
Yeah, their main comics are usually sort of like generically friendly, but they always have that one night where when you come in, there's a disclaimer saying like, one of our comics is guaranteed to offend you.
Yeah, yeah.
If you think you're going to be offended, leave now. And that's like their disclaimer that basically says you cannot get angry at us because we're telling you right now you will be offended. Mm-hmm. That is the point of tonight. Tonight is the offensive comics night. So yes. Live with it or leave, you know?
You know.
We will refund your ticket if you leave in the next 5 minutes. And like, and sure enough, there's always somebody who makes a thing like, I can't believe they said that. And it's like, yeah, but you were... That's the point of that night, you know? Mm-hmm. And Scottish comics, when they go into offensive comedy, they are a special breed.
Mm-hmm.
But
it sort of stands out.
But it's a time and a place thing.
Yeah.
Normally, I think safe comedy is kind of boring, but if you're at a fundraiser...
For hospitals.
Safe comedy, that's the space for it.
Yeah. You know, when a hospital foundation, it's all about convincing people to hand over their money so that anyone and everyone can receive the medical care and attention they need in the city of Regina.
Yeah.
Including things like... vaccines.
Yes.
So to hire in an anti-vaxxer comic is just absurd. Anyway, they released a statement. They said, quote, while we recognize that in a free and democratic society, individuals are entitled to their views and opinions, and that comedy is intended to be edgy, the content, positions, and opinions expressed during Mr. Schneider's set do not align with the values of our foundation and our team. Goes on to say, we do not condone, accept, or endorse, or share his positions as expressed during his comedy set and acknowledge that in this instance, the performance did not meet the expectations of our audience and our team. I do wonder if anyone on their team had Googled Mr. Schneider before hiring him.
There's a time and a place for okay, so I don't think all comedy has to be edgy. The first thing that comes to mind right now is there was a famous... This is very dated. Even I'm a little too young for this. But in the early 80s, there was a famous comic called Gallagher the Great. And his shtick was that he would bring a watermelon out on stage and just hit it with a sledgehammer. And it turns out if you hit a watermelon with a sledgehammer hard enough, it just evaporates into pink mist.
Yeah.
And it would just spray the front audience and everybody got a laugh out of it. It's one of those things where if you think about it, it shouldn't be funny. And then you watch somebody evaporate a watermelon with a sledgehammer and it is kind of funny. Like, there is such a thing as safe comedy that is not edgy and is funny. There's a way to do it. And you get, I mean, you don't have to get a watermelon smasher in, but there's ways to do it.
I think this is bad comedy in terms of the execution.
Yeah. Well,
not really understanding or knowing your audience.
Yeah.
And doing the jokes that you want to say without any kind of consideration to those who, first of all, have paid you to be there.
Yeah.
But also, you know, there's no rapport. There's no, engagement. You know, he went on to say things like, quote, back in my day, we liked our women without penises, to which apparently it just fell completely dead and flat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a comedy when no one is laughing at a punchline is just not very good. My word of advice is if you are hiring a comedian for your fundraisers, Google them to find out if they have taken up pretty strong positions against your foundational purposes in life. But yeah, certainly something to keep an eye on. Have you considered going on a slaycation, Yas Queen?
Is this S-L-A-Y or S-L-E-I-G-H?
It is S-L-A-Y.
Absolutely not, never. If it's the other kind of sleigh.
Like a sleigh, like with dogs? Like little dogs pulling a sleigh?
Or
I've been on one of those.
Sometimes, this is rare, but sometimes ski resorts will take the bunny hills and let toboggans go down.
Oh, yes.
Problem is that because there's no slaloms and there's no way to stop yourself when you get to the bottom of the hill, they can
just
only...
Just keep going.
Off the horizon.
Yeah, so there's only
certain hills you can do that on. But yeah, there have been times where ski resorts allow toboggans on the hills. And then you're just going light speed down that hill. And you think you're going to die. And it's great. I would go on a vacation themed around that.
Yeah, but not necessarily a slaycation.
No, that sounds like my personal hell.
Yeah, so the this is the first spin-off of the non-core RuPaul's Drag Race franchise. So this is a spin-off from Canada's Drag Race.
Okay.
And it's been put together by, I believe, Crave and whatever production company it is that they've teamed up with. It sounds like they've gone to a sort of mountain resort. It doesn't say which one. Probably Whistler, BC. They've taken six drag queens. And, yeah, it's Crave and WOW Presents. I think WOW Presents is the ones that own all the IP for RuPaul's Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so this winter we can look forward to a slaycation. But it does have Lawrence Chaney, which is a Scottish drag queen from...
What is going on with this? Is this a game show? Is this... What is this? Is this like The Bachelor, but with drag queens?
I saw the trailer, and honestly, it does give very much a reality TV show, like a fish-out-of-water kind of TV show. They put drag queens onto toboggans and push them down a hill.
Like Big Brother Celebrity, but with drag queens?
Like in a chalet.
But they're not locked in like
Big Brother. Yeah, no, they do activities. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'll probably watch it. I think it's interesting to see Canadian drag kind of expanding to more than just the Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, honestly, I think we can probably do better just putting that out there.
Well, if you're looking at the French drag queens, they do more situational comedy, they do more stand-up, they do more riffing with the audience. Like, in Quebec, drag is less about lip-syncing and more about comedy and audience play. So you could see somebody like Rita Bega thriving on a show like that, even though there's a lot of... Because you made me watch Drag Queen, whether I liked it or not.
I have, yes.
And there were scenes where Rita Bega was kind of struggling on basic Drag Queen, basic Drag Race, because she's like, this is not the kind of drag that I do, but okay, I'll do it.
Rita Bega is an incredible drag queen.
But she's... I thought of her more as a like a skit comic,
mm-hmm.
or a stand-up comic, or a crowd work comic than I did as a sort of traditional like ball scene drag queen. And she could lip sync and she could dance, but her strength was comedy. And I would rather see something like that, to see the comedy side, the stand-up side, the performer side. And not just the lip-syncing and the costumes. Because there's way more to drag than just the lip-syncing and the costumes.
So, speaking of something that I'll probably watch, but you definitely won't. Pride, as part of the Pride rollout on Prime Video, they mm-hmm. now have Glitter and Doom. Named after the characters Glitter and character Doom. And it is a gay rom-com. Okay. It is a musical.
Oh,
gay rom-com.
There it is. I was like, this could work.
So far, so good. No. It is a musical rom-com.
Uh-huh.
But it features a lot of the songs of the Indigo Girls.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, it is a gay characters. But what we want to be is the first track in 4 years that the Indigo Girls have released.
Okay.
And it is the end title sequence track to the film.
Okay.
Doom and Glitter. No, Glitter and Doom. Doom mm-hmm. and... What was it? Doom and Glitter. Glitter, Doom. Glitter and Doom. There we go.
Okay, yeah.
And that's what we're going to play now. The Indigo Girls. And we will be back.
Take off the clothes that you wore to work, peeling the paint from the wood. Do you dream in the dark of the roots and trees, the scars and all the uncovering? Yeah, whenever that shame tries to bury you, I hope you will find your way through. Remember, I am, and I am. We don't best thing you've ever known. I'll tell you mine and you tell me yours, and we will know we are.
Welcome back to Can Queer, home of Canada's queer media. My name is Luke Smith.
My name is Sebastian.
I don't know, I was all over the place. I was like, it was a whole vibe. All right, we have been disagreeing with queer activists a little bit more than usual.
Mm-hmm.
And my latest disagreement comes from...
Edmonton?
No, from we're still in Regina, Queen City Pride.
Okay.
Now, Queen City Pride in Regina, Saskatchewan, are celebrating their Pride sort of events this week.
Okay.
And at the flag raising at City Hall, they were a little bit perturbed that a fundamentalist evangelist group, the Gospel Fire for All Nations Ministries,
is that their name?
The Gospel Fire for All Nations Ministries.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am of two minds of this because on the one hand, that's a really badass name. But on the other hand, I know I can probably guess what that ministry is like. And they are decidedly not badass. It's kind of tragic that it would be like Eagle Fire Lightning Squad. And then they're all just a bunch of butts.
Well, I cannot confirm or deny if the, my God, what were they called again?
Eagle Fire Lightning Squad?
The Gospel Fire for All Nations Ministries.
Okay.
Not the Eagle Fire.
It is
Fire.
A cool name, but you and I both know probably what that ministry
anyway,
is like.
The ministry officially has on their website that, quote, marriage has only one meaning. It's a union between a man and a woman.
Okay.
Sexual intimacy, quote, to only occur between a man and a woman who are married to each other.
Okay.
Naughty, naughty, naughty. And sexual immorality includes fornication, adultery, homosexuality, bisexual conduct, bestiality, incest, and the use of pornography.
Okay.
So, yes. Anyway, not a very pro-gay ministry.
Very 19th century.
Yeah. So they are currently doing the Come Together 2-day music and prayer event, including with the country musician George Canyon, at a large arena. Now this arena has been partly funded by Saskatchewan taxpayers, and the gay community in Regina was understandably less than thrilled.
Yes.
that in the kickoff to Pride, right in the middle of downtown, mm-hmm. there is a major gathering of evangelists who are on the record as being anti-gay.
Right.
And they claim that this is unacceptable for a venue that's been publicly funded.
Yes.
The important detail here is that the Gospel Fire for All Nations Ministry booked the venue and paid for the venue.
Okay.
And is hosting the event.
Okay.
No tax dollars.
No tax dollars. Okay.
For the event.
This is just a freedom of speech issue.
Yeah.
Like, you have the right to be a dildo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, in dildo. Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I mean, my point here is this incongruent? Is this a little bit of a slap in the face?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You know, but also, is this, you know, outrageous or aghast or a terrible misuse of public funds? Not at all.
Because it's all private.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It is a free public event. Yeah. They've got a big old billboard up.
Is it like 2 blocks away from the Pride event?
Well, I mean, Regina's not that big. Like, one end to the other is about 2 blocks away. You know, I've been there. It's really not that big.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, no matter where it was, it would be relatively close.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth protesting over? Probably not. Is it inconvenient? Probably yes.
Yeah.
But maybe the gays need to just sit this one out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now, someone else who sat something out and it's causing quite a bit of a to-do, there have been threats of vandalism against food trucks that were looking to cater the Pride in Pembina Valley, Manitoba.
Okay.
So they had a Pride event coming up. I think it was like a parade or like a public park event. We love those prides where you end up in a park, you mingle, there's barbecues, drag queens' makeups are melting off their face.
I just had a brain moment where I was like, there are no valleys in Manitoba. And then I remembered that, like, the eastern half of Manitoba is super bumpy, like Ontario is, and the western half is super flat. Like, that's where the flat meets the bumpy.
Yeah.
Is in Manitoba. So, yeah, obviously it's going to be in the eastern half where all the valleys are. But, yeah. Sorry. Total distraction.
So, three food trucks cancelled their participation in Pembina Pride.
Okay.
Directly related to threats made against them for their participation in this Pride event.
That's strictly speaking, I mean, let's be cynical here for a minute. That's not even necessarily an endorsement of Pride. That is an endorsement of a small business trying to make some cash.
Mm-hmm.
Pride events, quite infamously, both of you and I have been on the committee, they underestimate how much food the crowds are going to want. And they're just like, well, it's downtown, there's restaurants. And then you walk around downtown and you're like, okay, there's like a Wendy's, there's a taco place, which is a nice taco place, but it's a family taco place. They can't feed, you know, 500,000 people. What are you doing for the food? And I remember there's one year where we're like, we need to bring in food trucks. And that turned into a huge debate in Pride. But yeah, no, it's just great small business, like, business sense. There's a crowd, you sell food, they want food, you park near them and you sell them food. It's not even it's if anything, it's an endorsement for capitalism.
Well, I believe several hundred people showed up at this Pride event
to vandalize food trucks.
No.
Oh.
to participate in the parade.
Okay.
You know, the would-be food purchasers.
Okay.
Also,
food trucks make the best fries.
Yeah, hundreds of people showed up calling to the CBC. Food trucks do make great fries.
Yeah,
they really do. It is very disturbing that your food catering for these events are being threatened with vandalism. I really hope that each of these food truck companies have taken and filed police reports and these cowards threatening vandalism and against their business get caught.
Not to say, by the way, that, like, I'm sure that at least some of these food trucks are happy to work with the Pride community. They're very supportive of them. For all we know, the food trucks could be owned by, like, a lesbian couple or somebody with a gay brother or something. But on the other hand, if you have a food truck and someone's leaving a couple thousand on the table and you don't snatch it up.
Well, nobody else really jumped in except for the Elks Lodge. Now, the Elks Lodge 447 said that they'd heard about all of these food trucks pulling out for the risk of vandalism. And I get it. You know, somebody runs up and spray paint food truck. You're going to spend the money to redo your truck that you would have made at the event.